from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Namwa Delaney. Thanks for checking in with us. And here's a look at what's happening now in the news. President Obama will hold a news conference tonight. He's expected to discuss his efforts to shore up the economy by laying out more of his economic plans. The news conference is set to begin at 8 p.m. Eastern, and you can watch it live on CNN.com. Buckling under intense public pressure, 15 of AIG's 20 top executives have returned their bonuses in full. AIG paid out a total of $165 million in bonuses. New York's attorney general thinks he'll be able to recoup $80 million of it from AIG's American employees. He says the other $85 million was paid overseas, and that is out of his jurisdiction. Meanwhile, Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke and Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner are on Capitol Hill today. They'll testify at a congressional hearing about AIG and will likely face tough questioning about the bonuses. Geithner is also expected to say the government needs more power to deal with big financial institutions whose failure would pose widespread risks to the economy. Severe weather is hitting the plains. The Omaha World Herald newspaper reports at least four tornadoes touched down near Omaha, Nebraska yesterday. And in North Dakota and Minnesota, National Guard troops have been called in to help prepare for possible flooding. Vermont's State House plans to discuss a proposal to legalize same-sex marriage today. Yesterday, Vermont's Senate approved legislation to make same-sex marriage legal. If the bill becomes law, Vermont will become the first state to make same-sex marriage legal without being forced to do so by the courts.
Hello, Commander, can you hear us? Oh, I got it.
President, welcome aboard the International Space Station, where we're joined with our International crew from the Space Shuttle Discovery.
Just minutes ago, President Obama placed a call to the astronauts aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery and International Space Station. Meanwhile, two astronauts went on a spacewalk yesterday, but they couldn't fix a jammed equipment platform on the International Space Station. Well, be sure to stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from all around the world. And of course, we will have updates right here throughout the day.